as the Yemeni political factions begin the second round of Yemeni-Yemeni peace talks. Despite the Saudi meddling, tribesmen have gathered in the capital to mobilize more fighters for the battlefields. They say they want to send the message that the U.S. proxy war by Saudi Arabia will face defeat. From Sana'a, Muhammad Al-Attab reports.
One of the biggest armed rallies in Yemen held on Saturday in the capital Sana'a in support of the army and popular committee's reprisal attacks against Saudi Arabia. Tribesmen from the southern gate of Sana'a were among those who attended the rally. They have so far sent many fighters to battlefields against Saudi Arabia and its allies.
We come here to support our fighters in all fronts across Yemen with men, weapons and food. Yemenis are able to resist the Saudi war for over 30 years. We will not surrender to the Saudi ruler. All the Saud are enemies of Islam.
Armed demonstrators vote to defend their country against Saudi Arabia's invasion by all means possible. Among the crowds, Press TV saw the governor of Jowf province, who described the situation in his region and refuted the claims that the Saudi-backed militants control areas near Sana'a.
We tell the Saudi mercenaries that their media propaganda about controlling Jowf province is baseless, as their dead bodies are scattered all around the battlefields. They only took control of a small part of the province, but they are now surrounded by the resistance fighters. This gathering sends a message that Sana'a is out of the reach of the Saudi-backed militants.
Yemeni tribesmen accused the U.S. and Saudi Arabia of sabotaging attempts to restore peace to the war-ravaged country. They have voted that they wouldn't accept anything against Yemen's unity and stability, whether through dialogue or in the battlefield. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.